Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Hello, Ohio. Hello, all 50 of the United States, and also Puerto Rico.
And also any international listeners. Gosh, do we have any? Hi.
Hi, guys. I know there's a couple
somewhere
across the pond.
Yeah. We got some British friends. Other than that, not sure.
Iceland?
If you
Iceland.
We have an Iceland listener?
I don't know. Let's find out. Hit
okay.
us up.
If you listen to us and you don't live in America, shout us out with the hashtag International Off Book Pod.
Such a good hashtag. Such a long hashtag.
Yeah.
Hi, that's Jessica McKenna.
That's Zach Reno.
This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Scott Passarella on the keys. King of pianists.
Pianist of kings.
We got Brett Engineer.
We don't have Dana. Bye, Dana.
Bye,
She's
Dana.
Out of town.
She's in orbit around the Earth, I assume.
Yep.
You're either here or you're in space. That's... Speaking of people that are here.
And...
From space.
From space. You know him as a hilarious writer and performer. He's a favorite on many an Earwolf podcast.
We were told just to say that he's our friend.
He's our friend. Guys, everyone's favorite, it's Carl Tart.
Carl Tart.
Oh, that was nice. Hearing that song, Scott, with my name over it, is nuts. That sounds awesome.
Isn't it nice?
I'm very excited to be here.
To have a little fanfare under your name?
Yeah. What song was that? Is that just you?
That's the
Carl original
Tart theme.
I like it. This is loose.
Oh.
Okay, tight now.
We have to prepare the studio for the storm that's about to hit it.
Yeah, who knows what we're gonna get into?
The last time we did a show with you was our live show. It was a bunch of cops, half of which were dogs.
Yes,
it was a real great time.
I think one of my favorite aspects of that show was edible arrangements.
Yep.
Was part of that story.
Walter,
also, that was in like a ghost ballroom.
Who? LA Podfest. It mm-hmm. seemed like it was deciding to maybe not happen anymore. We had a really good time and it was great, but wow, we were in a big old beautiful ballroom that did not have many humans sitting in it.
No, it did not. And maybe it had a lot of humans we couldn't see.
Yeah, it was mostly ghost audience.
Definitely at the Biltmore Hotel.
Especially at the time, because you were writing for that show that had a huge ghost following, right?
Yes, a huge ghost following. It was called Ghosted at the time. And it's changed now. No, it's still called Ghosted.
We don't care about it anymore.
We still care. Shout it out.
Shout it out. Do you feel like you have a lot? Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Firm. I feel like New England and the Deep South are where I feel like the most ghosts are from, and you spent the first 9 years of your life?
Yeah.
In Mississippi.
First 9 years of my life in Mississippi, and yeah, it was ghosty.
That's
it was
ghosty.
It was ghostly. You know what's crazy? This is a sad story.
That's okay.
But my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-grandmother lost, had a really bad car accident, unfortunately, and lost two of her children and her husband, and they had their the wakes in mm-hmm. the house that we grew up in. And so there was, apparently there were caskets in our living room.
Oh, my God.
And this is 27 years before I was born. But, That was nuts to me. I didn't know that. My mom told me that later.
Well, that's good, because if you imagine if you knew that as a kid.
Well, I was already very scared to walk through my grandma's house.
Because you were sensing it.
Right.
Perhaps.
Kids are supposed to be way more intuitive to that stuff before the world teaches you things and you stop being able to see with your third eye.
You guys hear about that? If you're born with a veil over your face.
No, what's that?
If you're born with a extra layer of skin over your face.
Okay.
Like. What, skin covering your eyes?
Is that common with babies or uncommon?
I don't know how common it is. We have to look it up. But you apparently that's how people see or hear dead people. And my ex-stepmom apparently was said to have been able to hear dead people. And so she in the house that they lived in North Mississippi, when my dad married this woman. I didn't like her. And
we will not shout her out.
Yeah, we will not shout her out. When my dad was in the house they lived in, she would always say, it sounds like I hear footsteps in the back of the house. And only in the back of the house do I hear these footsteps. And they sound really heavy. And I always just hear like this random knocking sound. And then after they moved, her mother told her that, there was a big lady who lived in that house who died, who had a heart attack in the back of the house. And the reason why you couldn't hear it in the front of the house was because that was an add-on to the house. So that was the only remaining part from her house. And she walked from the bathroom to like the kitchen area, and you could hear the footsteps. Like,
that's wild.
And only my ex-stepmom heard this.
Being able to hear dead people, I mean, you have to think of like the entire population of humans that have lived over the course of history, right?
Sure.
There are just so many ghosts.
Yeah.
Like of a magnitude of all the people that have ever lived. Most of them are currently dead.
Yeah, most of us are dead.
Most of us. We cut to a mansion for ghosts, where the ghosts live. It's beautiful, but also it's full of ghosts.
Sorry, could you just scooch over? I know, there's just like
there's so a lot of us ghosts here. It's just crowded.
I'm sorry, if I could just get right over there.
Yeah. It's actually, you have my I know I don't actually need to brush my teeth anymore, but I like the ritual.
I think we're all going through the motions here.
Yeah.
This is your toothbrush?
I'm sorry, if I could just squeeze. Oh my gosh, there's another ghost down here. Oh my
God. I'm sorry, if you could just not step on me.
No, I'm so sorry. I know we can't feel this, but I still like, I'm aware.
Too many ghosts in this bathroom. Too many ghosts in this bathroom. Too many ghosts and not enough room. There's too many ghosts in this bathroom.
Too many ghosts in this bathroom. Too many ghosts in this bathroom.
Too many ghosts and not enough room. There's too many ghosts in this bathroom.
I'm just trying to brush my teeth. I don't want ghostly plaque. Please, I've already lost my body. Can I please have this ritual back?
With the bathroom, I'm gonna go make some food. Ugh, excuse me, I'm trying to get to the refrigerator. I'm not trying to be rude.
I gotta stand in front of this refrigerator because I'm guarding it. There's too many ghosts in this mansion, and it makes me mad as shit.
Oh, there are too many ghosts in this kitchen. Too many ghosts in this kitchen. I'm trying to get into this refrigerator, eat my ghost chicken, but there's too many ghosts in this kitchen.
Oh, fine, let's escape these rooms. Let's go to the solarium. I'm finally outside this house. Time for me, I just need some.
Excuse me, the solarium is being used for growing ghost plants. And also, there was more space out here, so we were throwing a ghost dance. And there's
too many ghosts in the solarium. Too many ghosts in the solarium.
Counting them will be just outnumbered.
Too many ghosts in the solarium.
Oh, too many ghosts in the solarium.
Too many ghosts in the solarium.
Dr. Clark, I have a message for you.
Oh, what is it?
Apparently, Well, we've been getting a lot of strange sightings over at the Ghost Mansion. I know you're the best ghost snatcher in all of the...
Someone called a goat snatcher?
No, not you, Cletus. We have no goats here.
I'm the best goat snatcher. I snatched them all. No more goats here.
And honestly, we're kind of sad about that because we enjoyed their cheese and milk.
Well, I'm going to go find them, snatch them back. See you later.
Bye, Cletus.
Bye, Cletus. Doctor- My mother is very unhappy with Cletus and the way he turned out as opposed to the way I turned out.
Yeah, you guys are so different. I can't believe you're brothers.
Well, brother, I brought you a bread basket.
Oh, thank you for this bread basket. Basket. Cletus, now if you could please just go back out to the yard. I assume there are more goats to catch.
Oh, I'm on it!
Anyway, Dr. Clark, I know you snatched up all the very scariest ghosts and all the nicest ghosts and all the loudest ghosts and wandering ghosts, but they are really starting to burst out of the seams of that mansion. And I don't know if, like, we gotta break them free or, like, you gotta build another mansion or, like... Or we gotta live side by side with these ghosts, Dr. Clark? I don't know, it was just, you got a lot of messages about complaints that the ghosts are starting to burst out of the mansion we put them in.
I'm sorry, those people are just going to have to cohabitate with those ghosts. We cannot bring them out of that house. You see, I have built that house from materials that specifically keep ghosts inside. Now, I load all the ghosts there, I took all the ghosts out of everybody's houses... And they're still ungrateful. This town is full of ungrateful people.
I know, Dr. Clark. I know you don't get the things you deserve. And you're the best ghost snatcher in all of Mississippi. Huh. Man, whew, I am not used to the humidity. As you know, yes. I grew up in Rhode Island.
Yes, this place is quite different than Rhode Island.
But we both got a lot of ghosts. We got sort of old-time sea mercantile ghosts. And you got, like, different, like, angry antebellum ghosts. And
we got... angry pre-war ghosts and antebellum ghosts. People who are on both sides of the coin. We have Confederate ghosts and Union ghosts. They're fighting with each other at the mansion. I just don't know what to do. I cannot build another mansion. The land is not fertile enough for a house.
I'm sorry,
of
Dr.
that
Clark.
Size.
No, no, I understand. I know.
You understand? I'm sorry.
No, I understand.
Getting called up.
No, no, no. That
so
house,
frustrated.
No, that house was really hard to build. I know.
I need to eat some Tums.
Oh, here, let me make you a little snack.
Of Tums? Can you make me a Tums sandwich?
Of course, I know just how you like it. Here you go. Here you go. And I put it between vanilla wafers with some marshmallow fluff, just like you like it.
Yes.
They're like tea sandwiches, but so sweet and full of antacids.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Oh, Dr. Clark, you're such a magical person. So smart, so daring, so full of ghosts. I mean, so good at catching ghosts.
Thank you, Vivian.
Well, I guess I'll just go spread these newsletters around town that if they see a ghost in the solarium that doesn't count as a ghost breaking out, they need to just give us a break.
They have to give us a break, Vivian. Vivian, I want to thank you for your support, for making me, you know, my Tum sandwiches and just being here for me and always having my back in a way.
Of course.
I don't get that type of support from everyone, especially not my brother.
Oh, Cletus.
He's unable to support me.
It's just a little thing to say I appreciate you. To take two little Milla cookies and fill them with marshmallow goo. I like you a little, yeah, I like you some. And it's no big deal to put in the middle some Tums.
My heart, it burns real bad. It makes me feel so sad. But every day I walk in and I see your smiling face. It makes me feel real gooey, like that marshmallow fluff, ooey ooey. And I am having fun with these Tums.
Oh, oh, I can't see ghosts, but I see you. I can't see ghosts, but I see you. And I like that you can see them. I like all the magic that you can do. I can't see ghosts, but I can't see you.
Would
Would you like to see some ghosts?
I don't know if I'm ready.
Well, here, just put these glasses on.
Did you make these? Are these a product of your own design?
They are.
Oh my gosh, they're literally everywhere.
Yes, this town is full of ghosts. You can only see them with these on. But don't keep them on too long, because the ghost fumes are real strong. You'll start to see and smell and hear all those damn ghosts. Ooh. Then you'll start having a stroke, because you'll smell some burnt toast.
Let me just take them off for now.
Yes, you can't keep those on too long. They're Thanks. Very bad for you. I haven't perfected it yet.
But what an amazing invention. Oh, wow, Dr. Clark. I can't see ghosts, but I see you.
I can't see ghosts, and I see you.
I can't see ghosts, but I see you. And I love all the wonderful things your mind can do.
And Vivian, I love you too.
Oh, I love you too. Here, have the last sandwich.
Oh, delicious. Delicious, Vivian. Thank you so much. Oh, my heart, it's calmed.
Out here in the field, Cletus don't snatch all the goats.
Nah.
Oh, there's one more. Goat, I'm on. Wait a minute.
Nah.
Goat, get over here.
Nah.
Tried to snatch it, my hand went right through it. He's a ghost goat.
Nah.
You're a spectral goat.
Nah.
This must have been what happened since I snatched up all the goats. Ghost goats have moved in. Now, if only I knew someone that could help me take care of all these ghost goats. I could ask my brother, Dr. Clark, but he don't want to waste his time on me on account of I can't provide nothing for him.
Nah.
That's an interesting point, Ghost Goat. I mean, I suppose we could try to reconnect to him, but he's just one of those things that I don't know.
Nah.
You're right.
Nah.
Nah. You're saying go to your brother, cause here we'll help you out. Just go to your brother if you have a problem or doubt, cause any problem can be solved by two bras. Will he help you out? He's not gonna say
nah.
He's not gonna say
no.
Na 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 na. Ooh, me, my brother, and an undead goat. What a menage a trois. Ooh, is he into that? He will not say no. And just to clarify, oh, to clarify, I don't mean in a sexual way. Just me, my brother, and a ghostly goat just rolling around in the hay. And again, to clarify, I mean just actually playing on this haystack. Two brothers in love with each other for real, although that would be whack. He's not gonna say no. Between the two of us, through winter and summer and spring and fall, will we not be friends? He's not gonna say
no.
Kevin? Kevin? Kevin?
Yes, what is it,
Sorry, am I interrupting a romantic moment between you and Vanessa?
It's actually it's Vivian.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right, Cletus.
Here, have a bread basket. I mess up words sometimes.
All right, I'll just take this bread basket, and I'll leave you to it.
What is it, Cletus?
Ooh, I see sparks in the air.
Did you two recently have a proclamation of love?
Cletus, that is none of your business.
Oh, Kevin's in love. Cletus. Kevin's in love. Kevin, sorry, I came to you for a reason.
My whole life I've never experienced something like this, but we'll talk about it later.
Never been in love?
No, Kevin. No, Kevin has not.
What about Veronica, your last girlfriend who I confused Vivian with?
Vanessa, you mean?
No, before that. Veronica.
Oh, Veronica. I mean. Yes, I thought I loved her, but it turns out I was mistaken.
What about Vanessa?
Vanessa, I liked a whole lot.
Oh, yeah, but it's different liking someone a whole lot than love. Oh, anyway, sorry. There's ghost goats about this town.
What?
There's ghost goats. And I know how to snatch me a normal goat, but there's this ghost goat, and it just kind of keeps following me around. It actually don't seem to be a problem much. It just kind of, here, hold on. Do you see it?
Ha.
Wait, let me put these glasses on.
Bah.
There it is.
Oh, and there's a ghost sheep, too.
Bah.
But mostly they're goats.
Bah.
And a bat.
Ka-ka.
And a parrot.
That was a parrot? Why does a parrot make a caca sound?
Well, of course a parrot makes a caca sound. You know, parrots can mimic up to 500 sounds and learn words.
Wow.
So when you hear an animal, it could almost always be a parrot making fun of that animal.
Ugh, I smell burnt toast.
Uh-oh.
Oh, forgot I had the glasses on. Yes.
Now, this is weird. You needed glasses to see those ghosts, but I've been watching this goat all day. Do I have the sight? I've never been able to see ghosts before.
Cletus, there's something you should know. Mother told me, when you were born with animal fur all over your face.
Oh, no.
She had eaten a ton of it. She had a strange addiction.
To what?
To animal fur.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And when you were born, your face was covered in it, causing you to be able to see things animals. That other people can't
see. I can see animals.
Animals. Ghostly animals.
Oh, yeah, I guess everyone can see animals.
Yes, but you can see the ones that nobody can see.
Secret animals.
Secret animals, Cletus.
Oh. Well, there's no room for these animals in that mansion full of ghosts. And the land's not fertile enough to build another place to be a ghostly host. So we're gonna have to find another place for them. I think I figured it out. We're gonna need a ghost animal house.
Now, Cletus, what you talking about? I can't build that kind of thing. It makes me scream out loud. It makes me want to sing. To even think about an animal house right here in Host, Mississippi. I just want some more ghosts in Mississippi.
Oh, it will be easy. We can do it quick as that. We don't even have to build a place. We can just take over a frat. And there will be toga parties all the time. Put a little toga on a mouse. As long as it's a ghost animal house.
A ghost animal house.
A ghost animal house. Put togas on a ferret, a flamingo and a grouse. As long as there are ghosts inside, ghost animal house.
Dean, what do you mean you're kicking us off campus?
Sorry, students, but your property has been bought by a Kevin and Cletus Clark.
Wait, what? No, but we're a bunch of bros who need to live in this house.
You're kicked off, one, because someone bought your house, and two, because you guys are just such bad students.
What's going on down here? I was upstairs doing things.
Yeah, and I was doing mad shots up above the upstairs in the attic.
Yo, yeah. The dean is here at our house, Sigma Alpha Kappa, to tell us... Sack is
gone. We are tapping Sack out.
Dean, you don't got the sack to kick off the sack.
Don't tap our sack.
I've been looking for an excuse to tap Sack for
4 years. Ever since you all enrolled as freshmen, you've been nothing but a thorn in my side. I can't wait to tap sack over and over and hard enough that no one will ever come back to sack.
What have you always had against us? We're seniors now. Our GPAs have always maintained 3.8.
But you have so much fun along the way.
Yeah, Dean, why don't you just wait us out, bro?
No.
For like 3 months from graduation.
No, I want to kick you out. I know you're seniors, but I want there to be a permanent mark on your record.
All right. Fine. I'm closing the door on the dean. You delivered your message.
You can't close the...
All right, bros, listen.
Yeah, what's up?
Listen. This isn't the first time that Sack's been down, but Sack always knows how to bounce back. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to make these new owners our best friends and make them realize that they should just be Sack brothers with us.
And then Sack will live on forever.
Yeah, beyond us, because guys, this is the perfect thing. We've been having all these meetings to talk about what is the Sack legacy.
What is the Sack legacy?
We can get the Clark brothers to join Sack. They can latch on to Sack.
Yeah, and then the Sack will provide life for years.
Yeah, it's like the Sack gives life. It's like... The Sack is life. I wanna tell the story of the Sack to my future wife. Cause the Sack is life.
Think about it, bros. We've already made bonds for years, and now we have a way to wipe away our graduation tears. We were all so afraid about moving on, but now we'll know that future generations at Sack, they will belong.
Cause Sack is life. Cause Sack is life.
I remember 4 years ago, I just hated here. I wanted to go back home, but then I latched onto the Sack, and I never looked back.
Cause Sack gave you life.
Sack is it can move around. Just when you think it's way high up, it gets lower to the ground. And in such a way, the Sack is so difficult to defeat, because the Sack is always responding to pressure and heat. Cause the Sack is life. The Sack is life.
It's got a knife.
Ooh, the Sack is life.
The Sack.
Sigma Alpha Kappa
life. What will happen? Will the Clark brothers join up with the Sack bros? What's with that dean? Will Vivian and Dr. Clark fall in love? Find out
when we return to the second half of Ghostbusters!
Oh, hi, it's me, Zach Reno, from Offbook the Improvised Musical. Did you know that in addition to being an improvised musical, Offbook is also a relentless and cutthroat money-making machine that has merch for sale? At podswag.com, we got very good pins, very good shirts, and very good stickers. You can get all of them and put them together in some sort of sticker on a shirt with a pin through it. And that's the look that everyone's dying for. Also, PodSwag has got everything you need. It's your one-stop shop for clothing, accessories, and novelty items from all your favorite podcasts, which I assume is us. But even if it's not us, you can buy it from other podcasts and then also us, because to apologize to us for not being your favorite. Also, keep an eye on that, because we have some new designs that are coming up soon. This time, they won't all be based on the first episode, which is when they asked us to make merch, and that was how many episodes we had out when that happened. You can get it all at podswag.com/offbook. That's podswag.com/offbook.
Welcome back to the second act of Goatbusters!
When we left the boys of Sigma Alpha Kappa, were attempting to bring the Clark brothers under their wing to preserve Sack. Meanwhile, ghost animals are running rampant around the town. What will happen? Find out right now.
Excuse me, can I ask you a question? Oh, who, me? Yeah, is your name Vivian? Yeah, who are you? My name's Vanessa.
And I'm Veronica.
And we just wanted to warn you, you're getting into some risky business trying to date Kevin Clark.
Kevin doesn't, he can't even love, he doesn't even know how.
I'm sorry, do you know our friend Valerie?
Hi.
She also dated him.
I dated him a long time ago. We had a pretty fruitful relationship. We were just really young.
He's got kind of a type.
Yeah, it's like, well, you can tell for yourself. We're all 5'4". Our names start with V. We all know how to sail. And we're allergic to bees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're all 5'4". Our names start with V. We all know how to sail. And we're allergic to bees.
My name is Valerie. And I'm 5'4".
My name's Vanessa. And I know how to sail.
My name's Veronica. And I'm allergic to bees. And that's just like you.
And so we wanted to warn you the lessons we learned so you don't do them too.
So just take this warning from her and her and also me. If you didn't know already, you're definitely allergic to bees.
If you didn't know already, you definitely know how to sail.
And if you didn't know already, Kevin's never loved anyone because he doesn't know how. Doesn't come easy, you see. And he only loves you because your name starts with V. Ah, B, run away! Run away!
Wow, that was, I did already know all of those things, but little do they know, he already said he loved me.
Oh, sorry.
Excuse me, I got some bread stuck in the old basket.
Oh, hello, Vivian.
Oh, hi, Kevin. Is it all right that I call you Kevin instead of Dr. Clark?
It's quite informal for a secretary to call one by his first name, but I assume that it's okay.
I assume it's okay because you said you loved me.
About that.
Oh, no. They were right.
I wanted to reiterate. I do absolutely love you.
They were wrong.
But.
Spark. Whoop.
Conditionally. And that condition is forever.
Oh, my gosh.
But forever doesn't always last long.
Hey, bro, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes. Sure.
Everything you're saying, it sounds great. The way in which you're saying it, I feel like you are driving that poor girl bonkers right now.
What?
You're saying such nice things, but you're saying it in a weird way. Do you realize that?
What are you saying? Explain it to me, Cletus.
Fret, 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 fret.
See?
Fret, fret, fret.
You got a fretting over what you said. You got the poor girl just fretting all up inside her head. And you gotta go put her mind at ease. Speak simply.
I got her fretting.
Got her fretting.
I got her fretting all in her head.
Fret, fret.
I just don't know. I don't know what I said. Cletus, you've got to help me put her at ease.
At ease. Say you love her, then don't fret, say fret, but, just say fret, you love her, and don't be fret, like, fret, what did I mean fret, when fret, I say that, just say fret, it and fret, leave it, and if you speak simply, I'm sure she'll believe it, try,
okay,
fret, fret, fret,
here we go, here goes nothing, all right, Vivian,
Kevin,
I love you,
Nope.
I just love you. If I was gonna say something else, forget it. If I was gonna say anything, don't sweat it. I just love you for the first time in my life.
Aw,
Why, thank you, Kevin. Oh, forget fret fretting. Forget fret fretting. Forget fret fretting. Oh, now I'll forget fretting. I'll forget fret fretting. Because of the words that you said.
Speak simply. Just speak simply.
Try to speak simply
at the best you can get. You won't make a fret, 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 fret.
What's up? Are you guys the Clark Bros?
Beep, 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 beep. Our horn broke, but I do it with my mouth.
He does a mouth horn? What's up? You're now in the presence of the Sack Bros.
Who are you, children?
Well, not children. We're 22.
We are seniors super seniors. Some of us are super seniors.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be 23 tomorrow, but right now I'm still 22.
Tomorrow? Are you guys all... Oh, it's your birthday tomorrow.
What
Happy
are we
birthday.
Doing?
Well, yeah. I think we're throwing a rager for the agers.
Oh, take a right. Tom sandwich for your birthday.
Oh, thanks, bro. Oh, man, I never know what to do about this horrible and, like, horrible...
Heartburn?
Harp. Thank you,
bro. I don't
think
there's anything you can do.
Oh, man, I've been nursing that antacid flare-up for years.
Whoa, it's almost like it gave you instant relief in less time.
Thanks.
Hey, that's not why we came here. We came here because, well, you kind of bought our frat house, bros.
Yeah, you bought it from underneath us, and we got a great legacy of sacks.
Oh, you guys are those Sigma Alpha Kappa boys.
That's right. We prefer to be called Sack Bros, but Sack Bros. Sure.
Yes, got it. Well, unfortunately for you, the land that house is built on over at... Middle North College is...
It's fertile for building, you see.
Yes. This is my brother, Cletus.
Hello.
Yo, I like your style, dude.
Thanks.
I like... What is that? You're wearing, like...
Overalls and nothing else.
Yeah, I like that, bro. Sick. You going to, like, a festival? It looks like some fast gear, dude.
No, just sort of my whole deal.
Oh, sick. Well, listen... I know it's fertile-ass land because that's why we built the sack there, because the sack gives life and fertility is life and it was like a beautiful cycle for us. But, like,
yeah.
We don't see any reason why we can't be bros together. You guys obviously understand the importance of brothership, and we understand that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The fertility is something different, you see. I need to use that home to house ghost animals.
Ghosts?
Ghosts, that's correct.
Ghost animals?
That's right. And a lot of the ghosts are goats.
Well, bros. Sorry, can I talk with my bros for a second?
Sure. Yeah. I will step out.
I'm going to talk with my bro, too.
Hey, Sack Bros.
Yeah,
what's that?
I mean, would it even be so bad to live with a bunch of ghost goats?
I mean...
Do they still provide milk and cheeses?
I don't know, but, like, I've never seen it. Like, if there's just there and I can't see it, like, does it even... Like, if a ghost falls in the woods and no one's there to, like, see it, did it even happen?
Yeah, for real. I mean, I don't know if they produce milks and cheeses. I have to assume that they would be ghost milks and ghost cheeses.
Okay, wait. Let's go back and ask really quick.
Okay.
Yo, other bros?
Hold on. We're having a conversation.
Okay, sorry.
Have I been saying... Just... Is it not pronounced brasket?
It's basket.
What Cletus, am I saying?
You're saying brasket, as if it was a piece of meat, but in A instead of
like
I.
a brisket?
Yes.
No, I'm saying brasket.
No, it's
like
it's
a wooden basket. Weaving brasket.
That's wrong.
I think I've got it. Okay, yes. Woven. What did you want to talk about?
Oh, you talking about brisket, yo? Oh, man, I'm mad hungry.
Hey, that's our question. Do these goats produce, like, ghost milk? Ghost briskets?
They do, but you won't be able to see it, you see.
All right, but in general, we can't see it, so why don't you bros just come and ask us before buying the house up for underneath our feetsies that, like, we would share this house with these ghost goats.
Yeah, respect our feetsies.
Yeah, we don't get enough respect on Middle North campus for our feetsies, and you guys have got to respect that.
We're just saying... If there's one pair of footsteps from the feetsies, and the other's left by goats, But the ghost steps are ghostly, and we can't see those beasties. Then we would love their feetsies the most. 'Cause if we can't see it, then it doesn't bother us. It's like a trust fall. You can't see it, you just trust.
If we can't see it, it doesn't bother us.
Please believe ease.
Respect our feces.
Wait a minute, are you children saying feces? Because that's really gross.
No, we were just saying feetsies, and we're talking about your goats.
The goats have feetsies, and I assume feces too. But we're not into feces, because feces is poo. We're saying if we can't see it, it doesn't bother us.
If we can't see it, it's like a trust fall. You just have to trust. And if we can't see it, then we'll just be cool, because we won't even be bothered by that ghostly. Because if we can't see who stelt it, then we won't even smelt it.
Oh yeah, you best believesies. You gotta respect our feetsies.
I will respect your feetsies.
I will respect your feetsies.
Huh, then we'd like to induct you too. You are sack bros now, yes, that is true.
Yes, from this point on, there's no going back. You're a member of sack because you've been tapped, and we will respect your feetsies.
Respect our feetsies.
Respect our feetsies. Brotherhood forever in the sack, you can't believe. And
will always
respect your feetsies. Oh, guys, this is so beautiful. Maybe we should, I don't know, host like a big old ghost bash.
Whoa, we could have it be a ghost bash. And it could serve as your birthday party tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, guys. You know, it's weird to make a big deal out of 23, but like, if you're open for it, like, that's so cool.
We could have a 23 and me and ghosts party.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it.
I can't believe it. Those sack boys found a way to keep that place open.
Yeah, I can't believe you let it happen.
I tried everything I could do to get them out of there.
Here, let me mop your head, Dean. Let me mop it for you.
I'm furious.
It's me, John Middle North.
John Middle North.
Oh, John Middle North, the president of this university. You, the dean, and me, the provost.
Yes. I tried everything I could, John. They've outsmarted me again. They've brought in the people that bought their house are now members of SAC.
Why do you hate those children so much?
They're having too much fun while maintaining a good GPA.
They're model students.
They should have to choose between fun and being studious. When I was a student, I studied and studied and I had no fun at all, and I had a 3.7. What are these boys with their 3.8s doing? Also having fun. It doesn't make sense.
Makes sense to me.
You have to choose between your ha-has and boo-hoos. You will either cry and study or have a fun buddy. That's right, you have to choose between the ha-has and boo-hoos. Yes, you can either laugh or cry. And I do not know why. Have they done it? Have they done it? They have a plan. I had a plan. They've undone it. Our mouths are running. Their mouths, they run it. They have to choose between ha-has and boo-hoos.
I don't get you. You haven't chosen between your who's. Your ha's and who's are out of whack.
What are you talking about?
I appointed you to hold true. to this you, but you are banning Zach.
You have to make a choice between how you use your voice. Yes, you can either laugh or cry. You can't do both. Noth, 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 noth. If you do, that would just blow my mind. They must choose pain. It's either fun or brains. You cannot do both, it would be scary. You can either spend your time doing many cocaine lines, having fun, or reading books in the library. Choose, choose, choose between ha-has and boo-hoos.
No, you choose.
I will, I chose boo-hoos. And with all the tears I cry, I became the smartest guy the world has seen. And that's why I'm the dean.
A few minutes later, well, Dean, you got us both fired.
And stay out!
Why he kicked us with that big boot?
That was such a big boot. We flew so far. Well, there's hope for us yet.
Just because we don't work for the school doesn't mean we can't ruin their party.
That's right.
I know how we'll ruin it.
How?
We'll unlock the gates of the ghost mansion and bring the regular ghosts into their party. They might be able to handle a bunch of animal ghosts, but will they be able to handle a bunch of actual human ghosts?
It would be so crowded and so much paranormal activity that the party will be wiggity whack and so weird that no one will have a good time. They'll all be too creeped out to the max.
Yes.
I've been learning lingo from the children.
It's very good, sir. Very good.
Yes. This party will not be turned in the least. And if it is turned, it will be turned down.
Meanwhile, ruffling in the bushes. Oh, my God. Oh, I got to go back and tell the Sack Bros that the dean and the provost are trying to fuck up our party.
Nah.
What was that?
Nah.
Oh, my gosh.
Bah.
Oh, there's two goats here.
Nah.
Bah.
Nah.
And a sheep. Wait, are you a goat or a sheep?
Bah.
Ah, bah. Yeah. Wait, here, let's all hug. Oh, my God. You're flying? A flying goat?
Oh, that one's... Nah, I'm a parrot.
Oh.
I do a lot of noises. Nah. Nah, I'm a goat.
Goat and a flying parrot. And a sheep that I can put my hand all the way through. I can't believe this.
Nah.
Well, animals, I don't know what to tell you guys right now, except I just heard from the dean and the provost that they're going to unlock all the real ghosts, and I got to get back and tell my other sack bros.
Yeah.
Bah.
Yeah.
Bah.
You guys want to come with me?
Bah.
All right. Let's get over to the sack house.
Oh, this place looks great. Good job, different types of brotherhoods coming together.
Thanks. We don't clean it often, but when we do, man, this house looks good.
Yeah, it's like a deep clean when you do it.
Yeah.
Well, great. Oh, one of your brothers is running up the stairs. Are you alright, son?
No.
Well, I finally put the banner up. Looks like everything's ready. Ain't that right, brother of mine?
Shh. Sorry.
Why'd you tear down the banner?
I'm sorry. I needed to lean on something.
What is up, dude?
I needed to lean on something. I just heard from the dean and the provost of the university that they are going to unlock all the ghosts at the ghost mansion, and they're going to try to get them all to come to this house.
Whoa, Tiber, chill out. Listen. That's no big deal. It's just like we said. If we can't see it, then it doesn't bother us. And like, I'm not afraid of ghosts. I respect their feetsies, even though they float.
Well, Kevin, is it going to be any different with a whole bunch of human ghosts here? I mean, I know you spent so long locking them all away in that mansion. It seems like a...
Will they be mad at you, dear?
They're going to be very mad at me. Did you call me dear?
I'm sorry, was that weird?
Please call me Dr. Dear.
Dr. Dear.
They...
That's very funny. Now I'm imagining a deer who went through medical school.
I see one right over there. It's a ghost doctor deer.
That's very fun.
I brought two ghost animals with me, by the way.
Was that a parrot?
Oh my goodness, that means you have the gift of natural sight, just like Cletus. Oh, wow.
Were you born with fur all up over your face?
I think so.
Oh.
I think my mom really was into animal fur.
Whoa, Tyburn, you never told us, man. I gotta open up about
something
that
I'm embarrassed about.
No, dude, no secrets here. Respect it. Respect it. Well, listen, it sounds like all we gotta do is protect Dr. Clark. I mean, yeah, Dr. Kevin Clark through this party. Ridge, tell us ghosts we can all just hang out and have a good time and prove to that dean once and for all that his whole view of the world is wrong and whack.
Here's the problem. This house, it's fertile.
So fertile.
Those ghosts aren't going to leave. They need the space. I've crowded them so deeply into the other mansion.
Wait a second. Now I've had, like, another thought. And maybe this is just because I'm about to turn 23, so I just, like, have a lot of wisdom.
Yeah, still.
But, like, does that mean could we give them new life? You know?
What are you saying?
The sack is life, right? We bring these ghosties in here.
And we give them new life.
And we got a bunch of bros from, like, all of time.
And then they can go wherever they want. They wouldn't have to stay on this fertile paranormal ground.
They could, like, move beyond, or they could, like, reincarnate, or they could, like, dude, I don't know. But honestly, it's a like, existential thing I'm interested in exploring.
I mean, I know what I definitely do feel okay bringing back is the animal ghosts. I feel like all the wildlife was snatched out of this town. Yeah, that was me. My bad. That's what I thought my job was. My brother was a ghost snatcher, and I thought, I can do that. And goat snatcher was really the only thing I could do. I've always had a bit of an inferiority complex to you, Kevin.
Yeah, that's right. In a true way, we've done everything before. Let's experiment first with the animals and then see how it works with the people. Come here, ghost goat. Ghost goat. Ghost goat. You can go on or be a goat again. Ghost goat. Ghost goat. You can go on or be a goat again.
He's coming back. What a thing that we've shared. It's pretty amazing. Oh, wait, that wasn't a goat. It was a parrot.
Oh, whoa, yeah. Okay, let's try again. Oh, wow, that parrot's flying away. So sick. Oh, my God. Okay, let's try it again. Hey, ghost sheep.
Ghost sheep.
Do you want to go on or be a sheep again?
Ghost sheep. Ghost sheep.
Do you want to go on or be a sheep again?
Baa. Baa, baa.
Oh, man, I cannot even bear it. That wasn't a sheep again. It was just a really talented parrot.
How many of these ghosts are parrots? How many of these ghosts are parrots? Another one that will be able to bear it. How many of these ghosts are parrots? Well, I can see with my third eye. It's kind of absurd. Relatively 99% of these animals are birds, and 100% of the birds are parrots. But don't you sweet worry, this one's definitely a goat. It's ghostly and furry.
Ghost goat, ghost goat, do you wanna come back and be a goat again? Ghost goat, ghost goat,
do you wanna come back and be a goat again?
Oh!
Oh! Oh, it looks like it hurts it. Oh, no!
Ah.
Oh, gosh, this process is disgusting. He's coming out of, like, some sort of, like, ooze, but now he's out! And he's a goat again! Aww! Good job, goat. All right, guys, well, we know it works, so, like, now just the question is, like, what do we do?
Well, I guess the real question is, because we can... Does that mean we should?
Whoa.
Bringing all these dead dudes back to life, is that on the balance good?
Dude, that's like a really deep question. I value your contributions. What an ethical suggestion. My counterpoint would only be the dean is bringing them here, so maybe we should just try it out, because they're coming here without a doubt.
You're right, ghost dude.
Ghost dude,
if you're here, would you like to be a dude again?
Ghost dude.
Ghost dude,
If you're here, would you like to be a dude again?
I was murdered in prison, I was a real bad guy. That wouldn't be a guy, but I'd give it a try. Bring me back, I'll probably kill again.
Okay, so maybe not this dude, not this dude. Are there any dudes here who didn't kill a dude? Those dudes, those ghost dudes. Would you like to come back and be a dude again?
Me, I didn't kill anyone. Great. Allegedly. But then I maybe have killed someone.
Oh, shoot. Wait.
Bring me back and we'll see.
I guess the nature of ghosts is that they have some unfinished business. It seems maybe always related to murder. I'm not sure what this is.
I can't believe that this is true. Is the dean gonna win that dude? Totally bummed us out in our final sack bash.
Huh. I'm a ghost that didn't kill anyone.
Wow.
I'm a little boy who fell off a horse. It wasn't fun. Oh. If you could bring me back, I could have an adulthood. Won't you please? If I grow up, I won't kill anything.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Should we?
Yeah. Let's trust this little innocent ghost boy.
All right.
He fell off a horse. Anything he does, that's on me.
All right.
I'm willing to take that risk.
All right. Thanks, Crisp.
No problem, Steel.
Tiber, you with us? Clark Bros, you in on this?
Sure thing. Let's bring the little boy back to life.
Vivian, aw, thanks for including me. Ghost boy. Ghost boy. Do you want to come back and be a boy again?
It looks like it hurts. Ghost boy. Come on back and be a boy again.
I could share it with my wife. We all watch the boy come back and emerge back through the ooze. But it turns out we had no choice. We didn't even choose. And as we stare at him, whoa, yeah, I know it's scary. It turns out that boy was just a ghost in this town is just a bird, and maybe we can move on and explore the rest of the country now that you've put all those birds just free or in a big house.
Vivian?
Yes?
There's nothing I would like more than that.
Knock,
to
knock.
Take you away.
It's me, the dean.
Yeah?
I tried to unlock the ghost mansion.
You couldn't do it because it's made of just like ghostly paranormal properties that only Dr. Clark knows how to handle.
It's so well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to say I'm sorry I tried so hard to kick all you sack brothers out. You just have so much fun all the time, and I've never had fun.
Whoa, Dean, maybe it's because the clock struck midnight and I am 23. And I want to tell you, you got to just embrace that sack lifestyle, man. Before it's too late.
You mean I don't have to choose?
You don't have to choose.
Between my ha-has and boo-hoos?
No.
Sip on the sack, Dean.
Yeah.
Sip on the sack.
Take a little bit of sack and put it in my mouth. It changes the way I've always thought about what I had to do every day. I was in so much pain. I guess I thought I had to choose between fun and my brain. But this sack, it feels pretty nice. I think that I could really get used to this sack life. Hey, Provost!
Yeah?
Do it too. Time to live a little.
Okay. Thanks for including me at Middle North.
Middle North.
Did someone say Middle North?
Oh, he's back with his big boot!
Don't kick us again.
No, I won't, because you've embraced that sack life.
Yeah, and I've embraced that sack life too. Everywhere I go, I want to go with you.
With me.
With you. And I think that you should all look to me as wise. Through our life, sometimes you choose and sometimes you compromise. So if you have a question, you can go ahead and ask it. Look at us, we're just a bunch of sacks in a brasket.
Oh, you said brasket!
Yeah!
I knew it was pronounced brasket!
Guys, we only get one life until we're a weird ghost parrot. Because now that's my religious belief, is that when we all die, we become a ghost parrot.
Hey, but you know, I think we've learned. You don't have to be afraid. I'm not afraid of being a ghost. And being a parrot, of all things, it's not the most scary. So, I think through it all. When you've got brothers, you know who you're gonna call.
I know who I'll call.
Who you gonna call?
I know who I'll call.
Who you gonna
call?
Just
a brasket of sex. Help me get through it all. And now I know.
Now I know.
Who you gonna call? Right back after this.
Okay, quick question. Do you ever hear something and wonder to yourself, hey, was that racist? I do. And sometimes I just assume the answer is yes, because that feels safer. But you don't have to do that anymore, because now, each Wednesday, Andrew T. and his guests try to answer that exact question. And now, comedian and musician Tawny Newsome, who you might know from some of your favorite Earwolf shows, including ours, in which we were on a space station, there was a Pikachu, you know, all that good stuff. Well, she is the new co-host of Yo, Is This Racist? Every episode, they answer questions from fan-submitted voicemails and emails to make the call on whether or not something is, in fact, racist. And they talk to actors, writers, and comedians with a wide range of perspectives, like the Kondobolu brothers, Joel Kim Booster, and Michelle Buteau. Man, I very much hope that I am pronouncing those names well. If not, I'm very, very sorry, but I'm not in the studio right now, and I don't have Dana and Brett to tell me how to do the words, and that is normally their job, so I'm sorry. Anyway, just like always, Tawny and Andrew will be talking about racism in the news and answering your burning questions about your racist coworkers, friends, and family members. Why y'all got racist friends? I get it if it's your family because you can't, like, get rid of them, but, man, get rid of those racist friends. Or fix them, I guess? I don't know. This podcast will help you and me. Clearly, we need it. Their first episode together features John Lovett from Pod Save America, and you can check that episode out now. Make sure to listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Earwolf.com.
Welcome back, Carl Tart.
Yes.
What a dream.
Always make me laugh so hard when you're...
Oh my gosh. There were times where I was fully covering my face.
Yes,
not just my mouth, my whole face.
Me too. Thank you so much for doing this
Thanks
show.
Thanks for having me, guys. I love you, too.
Oh my
we're
gosh.
Friends, remember?
We're friends and we love each other. No buts.
No buts, just friends.
We're going to do a segment. If you have an idea for a segment for us, please hit us up with the hashtag OffBookPod. Tell us what the name of the segment is and how to do it. This one comes to us kind of from two people. I'm going to combine them because they're basically the same thing. From Nathan Quinn at nquinn91 and Peter Lessie at PJ Lessie. Brett, you can take out the silence in there. It made it so fat. Or not. You know what? Leave it in. It's okay.
Keep it fresh. Keep it fresh.
PJ Lessie, thank you. Both of them have kind of suggested a similar idea that I'm going to call one-upsmanship. We're going to do a rap. Every person's verse has to, in some way, one-up the verse that came before it.
Great.
That's kind of it.
Yeah, we'll swap. Maybe we'll go faster, get into couplets towards the end, and like, Scott, if you want to also throw some stuff at someone, upsman musically at us, we'll do our best to roll with it.
Here we go.
I don't know if we should
You want a suggestion to start?
I don't know, just like, I feel like doing this about something silly.
Yeah, I like it. What's on the, find a thing on the table. This table has doodles all over it.
Well, rolls?
Yeah.
Yeah, rolls. Amazing. Roll. Amazing. Check it.
One-upsmanship.
Okay. I was sitting down to dinner, having a meal with my family, and I was getting in the bread basket. I was getting little grabby, and I got all those dinner rolls. How many did I have? Guess what I had? Five!
Five dinner rolls, that ain't nothing at my dinner table. But my mouth was stuffed and I was on that dinner roll shit. You know I was on, but they weren't dinner rolls. I have five croissants.
Croissants? Man, fuck France. I stand up and I do a little dance at the dinner table, cause I'm at Hometown Buffet. I ate the whole room, all the people said yay.
You ate the whole room, damn son. But I was doing that since you were a bland one. I was having all those people, yes this was my trick. I had all those people and also a breadstick.
Oh, I'll take your breadstick and make it more. I ate a bunch of people and the breadsticks I ate four. Yeah, take your souls, you better start to harden. I devoured an entire Olive Garden!
Olive Garden, I devoured a BJ's. I was eating pasta and I having three ways with the pasta, the soup, and the salad. It was real rad, it was real valid.
Oh yes, I'm gonna cry about your soup and your salad because of such sad tale. Let me sing you a ballad because I had that BJ's Olive Garden too. And when I finish it up, Cheesecake Factory, boo!
Oh, Cheesecake Factory, ooh, that's strange. I had sex with everyone inside of P.F. Chang's. Mixing salsa up on the table and eating breadsticks too as fast as I was Trey Able.
Trey Able, like Kane or Spider-Man, his villain was Bane. I was the man in Spider-Man. I was the man with the plan.
On top of that, can I go? I cannot. You said that and I was super shocked. You were the man in Superman. Well, now I got no plan. No way for me to say another word that I can understand. In this one-upmanship, you just won. Now I'm the one who was a bland son. Bland son. I'm bland son. I'm everybody's bland-ass son.
I can up Superman. Guess how I do? You're one Superman? I am two. I'm two Superman. Yeah, Superman, but double up in this city. Setting twice the trouble.
In the city, well, I'm in this town. Ain't no smiles, it's only big ass frowns. Everybody's mad, everybody's going brazy. They're all blood, so they don't say crazy.
Oh yeah, you're in a little town, what? I'm in a settlement, yeah, that's what's up. And in this settlement, we just have two horses. And no, I can't have many meals, no courses.
Oh, you're in a settlement? I give you a shrug. I'm just in a little hole I dug. It's the opposite of one-upsmanship in this town. We're not one-upping, we're up and down.
Up and down? Not in this hour. I'm still coming over on the Mayflower. I'm a pilgrim, you son of a bitch. And I'm not even on a boat, I'm on the back in a hitch.
Oh yeah, hitch? Well, this is one, let me take a switch. Yes, I will end and you will all remember my name. From Hitch, I'm motherfucking Kevin James. Kevin James.
I ask you to stop. You're Kevin James, but I'm the mall cop. Everybody knows that you don't even start, cause I'm up in this mall and my name's Paul Blart.
Oh, wait, is that your name's Paul Blart? Yeah. Yeah, that was right. But my name is Carl Tart.
Oh!
That was one-upsmanship.
No way to go out but naming yourself
Carl Tart.
Carl Tart, that is his name. Where can the people find you? What would you like people to know? Guys, you better already know Carl Tart.
Better know it already.
Oh, that's nice of you guys to say. Find me at all things social at dammitcarl, dammitcarl. And you can see everything there.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you for all the people who submitted segment suggestions on with the hashtag OffBookPod.
Yeah, you can use that. You can use that hashtag to also just spread the word about the show. We really appreciate it. If you like it, telling a friend you think might like it too. Check out the Facebook group Sleepy Babies OffBook. It's just called the Improvised Off of the Improvised Musical, the Facebook group.
Right, right, right.
And there's good people there.
Thank you, Scott Passarella on the keys.
Thank you, Brett, for producing all of the sounds.
Thank you, Dana from space. And as we say every week, if you're up on a hill,
you're probably up there still.
Bye.